It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number two of the program. As we continue on this Thursday, we thank Joe Thurs and Guy Julian for our small business spotlight each and every Thursday in our first hour. You can check those guys out along with our business person of the week. So hats off to them. And as we mentioned, we've got a guest joining us in studio here for our second hour as well, because it's getting down to crunch time and we really want to hammer this point home with a reassessment. So friend of the program and always great to have her on board. Maria Casey joins us now. Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you, JC. As always, love to be on.
Oh, we love to have you on. And August 11th, we have been hammering
Monday.
Every time we're on the program, beginning and the end of the program, both hours, we remind the folks out there because it's only a couple days away.
Correct.
As I gave you my stuff to look at, I should practice what I preach, but we still have time. But and on the heels of the commissioners' meeting as well, so this was good timing, I thought. Mr. Barr spoke for 18 minutes.
That might have been one of his shortest speeches.
Yes, exactly, because I wrote down when he started to when he finished. We might have to take a little bit about the mention about the fair royalty, so it might have been more like 17 or 16 minutes, but as you said, short, but glad to see he was there. I think he should have been there from the get-go at every meeting, because there's always people who have questions.
Yes, and it would have been good to have had these appeal forms available to the public. Now, they're available on the county website. However, there are older people who either do not have computer access or who would find it difficult to access that. So, they could have been distributed, hard copies, actually, with your notification that you received in July,
right?
An appeal form could have been put in with that.
See, and again, that to me is just reasonable thinking. That just makes such sense, and yet it doesn't. There's not a whole lot of sense here. Very confusing for the people out there. And I'm one of them that I don't shy away from it, Maria. I am technically challenged. Mm-hmm. So, we talk about, the seniors or seasoned people here in our county, which we have a lot of. But, you don't have to be that way to be not, shall we say, well-equipped with the internet and all that, because I'm not. I have, if it weren't for Casey upstairs, I'd be, in a problem in a big way, believe me.
Well, and I'm somewhat in the same boat. My former staff, when I was clerk of courts, will tell you that I was, in their opinion, very technologically challenged.
Yeah, I can relate, yes.
That was the nice way of putting it. I'm not sure what they said when I wasn't there. But at any rate, so to go through this again, absolutely, August 11th, this coming Monday, is the last day. And where do you file these? Obviously, they can be mailed in. However, because of the deadline now, I strongly suggest you take the form to the assessment office in the courthouse.
Yep.
It's in the basement. When you come through the guard shack, it's on the same floor, several doors down on the left-hand side. If you are filing an appeal, the appeal forms are, as I said, on the Schuylkill County government website. And you'll see a box called reassessment on the left-hand side. Click on that, and then you'll see appeal form. And you have to print it out. So, again, you need a printer.
Yes.
It's the type of form where you have to print it out and then write on it. So that could be another issue for some people. So
it would be for me.
Yeah. And I would urge people, older people might not have computer access, to ask your children or grandchildren to do that for you. I'm hearing from my stylist, Sherry, Styles by Sherry, that a lot of people are just saying, what's the use?
Yes.
And I'm sure some seniors are, and I'm very concerned about that, because it's worth a try.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the worst that can happen? You'll be in the same position you are now.
Right.
So I would urge everyone who really thinks when you receive the 2026 preliminary value notification, who disagrees with it, thinks it's too high, thinks it's not right, to get that appeal filed with the assessment office by Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And quickly, we did this the last show I was on, but to go through this again.
Oh, please do.
And again, it's not that easy to do. Not user friendly, I like to say.
Yes.
So, for instance, a well-known radio host just handed me his 2026 preliminary value notification. And, you know, better late than never. Here we are.
It's not August 11th yet, Marie. I'm still in the game.
You're still in the game. So basically, and may I tell them what it says on here?
Absolutely.
So Jay-Z's 96 value was roughly $30,800. And at that time, you were taxed at 50%.
Mm-hmm, right.
Now you're taxed at 100% of market value. So 2025 market value, again, and I know Mr. Barr disputes this with me, it's pretty basic math. If you have to pay 100% of something, that's worse than paying 50% of something, right?
Absolutely.
It's better to pay half of something than 100%.
Yes.
So we can beg to differ, but that will be borne out in 2027.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see who's right. Anyway, so Jay-Z's went from $30,800 to almost 200,000. That's a huge increase.
Yes.
And your increase, your estimated county tax impact is on your form here,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, is a substantial increase from what you did pay in the past. But 2027, with the advent of school taxes, will increase this even mm-hmm. more. So that's why I'm urging people, don't just go on what you have on the form you received in July. Make sure you look at 2027 coming up and that there will be additional taxes that will mm-hmm. be due because of the school's taxing. And again, school districts have the right to tax. So it's not a taxing issue on their end, but mm-hmm. it's something that the consumers, the taxpayers, should be looking at.
Right. And that's something that I went back, and I have some sound that if we can, we can sprinkle in a little bit because I thought it would help to some folks that went through this. John Kasemann mentioned that, and
right.
Because up there in Blair County where they had theirs done, he has gone through all this.
Right.
And so you go back and you listen, and everything that he has gone through, that's what's happening to us right now, which
correct.
Is scary. So you can say you don't want to listen to this guy or you have something against it. I'm going by somebody who was in the barrel, had it done to them, and he's very well spoken. I mean, he talks about the first appeal, second appeal, and the like. And whew.
He represented himself.
Yes.
And he was successful.
Mm-hmm.
He called me, actually twice. So we spoke at length over the last 10 days. He did not like the process. Now, coincidentally, the very same group that is handling Schuylkill County, now called Vision, mm-hmm. it was under a different name then,
yes.
but it still is Mr. Barr.
Mm-hmm.
So he had major issues with the way it was conducted, with the way the panels were, I shouldn't say run, but you do not have the right, when you go to these hearings, to cross-examine.
Right.
You do not have the right to say, who was the field assessor who assessed my property at this value, and what did he or she rely on?
Mm-hmm.
So there's... And I do have due process issues with this whole process because, again, you always have the right to question, cross-examine. That's not afforded to you here.
Right.
You're also limited to 15 minutes.
Which, if I'm not mistaken, Maria, and when we talked, I don't think that Mr. Kasemann had to deal with the 15 minutes. I think they, you know, back
yes,
when they did it.
Correct. He said his knowledge, he was not limited.
Right.
And that's a real problem.
Real problem.
So... If I put on, and I'll be handling a number of these, if I put on an appraiser and then I have to put my client on, 15 minutes
you're
is
chewed up
easy,
right there. Yeah,
easy
exactly.
to eat up.
Yes.
And I don't belabor things, but that...
Well, you're sure of the point, so, and that's better than some other people who may beat around the bush. That 15 minutes should be surprised, like you said, if you've got to get a couple people on, how quick that's going to go.
Well, I guarantee you we will likely go over that. So I don't know if there's a buzzer or a gong or or remember the old hook?
Oh, yeah.
In vaudeville? I don't know what happens.
Yep.
So I guess we'll find out. I could be the test case here. But So I'm just making one last appeal. It's Thursday. These are due by Monday, the 11th. Courthouse closes at 4:30 on Monday. And, you know, with the amount of paperwork that could be coming in on Monday to the assessment office, I would urge you go early.
Yeah.
Go early. So getting back to the process, print out the appeal form, and then you write on it. And basically, you write whatever came in July on your 2026 preliminary value notification. So they want your tax ID or parcel number, control number. Obviously, you fill in your information. There are two blocks on that appeal form. One that asks, what is your opinion of value? So it's important, if you do not have an appraiser, that you give your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And you might even want to state why. While we're on that block, there is a way to have these your appeals looked at without having to go to a hearing. And I know some people might be daunted by going to a hearing. Yeah. And I think sometimes I take that for granted as a courtroom lawyer. It wouldn't mean much to me, but it does mean a lot to some people.
Yes.
So the first objection you can make to the value is that the physical characteristics that were ascribed to your property, either commercial or residential, are wrong. In other words, they said you had 4 bedrooms, you only have 2. They said you had 5 bathrooms, you have 2. The square footage is wrong. I had fellows from the West End go and measure their space, and the square footage is vastly larger on this value notification. The field assessor gave them way too much square footage than what it actually is. So that's a very valid objection and a right to appeal. So that's what you have to look at carefully. And did they assess certain outbuildings at too much square footage? Or did they say you have a finished basement and you do not? Now, I was hearing that if you had curtains on your basement windows, as a lot of older persons do, I know my parents always did, well, then they think you're finished.
Yeah.
But it may just be an unfinished basement.
Mm-hmm.
Do they say your attic is finished? A woman in Marlin said they assessed her a finished attic. It hasn't been finished in 80 years, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what you have to look at. And you can just write that yourself. Now, what I'd ask is that you take some pictures and you attach them to your appeal form. So today, most people take pictures with their, probably not Jay-Z, but with their cell phone, right?
Yeah.
With their mobile. But, you know, if you can get somebody to take the pictures for you, and they can be easily printed out, or if you have the old-style camera
mm-hmm.
and can get it,
developed,
you know, developed. Yeah. Now, the reason why I'd like it done for the 11th is you can submit those pictures, append them to your appeal.
Okay.
You said my basement was finished. It's not. Here are pictures. See attached. So that type of submission might result in you not having to go to a hearing if it's reviewed carefully. And I'm hoping it will be. Because, you know, if you submit that and you show that that was a wrong field appraisal, well then,
yeah.
You should not have to go to a hearing.
Exactly.
And that saves you, you know, you don't need a lawyer, but maybe you'd feel more comfortable with one. Well, then you don't have to bring a lawyer because
mm-hmm.
you're not going to a hearing. You can also ask, I was just told yesterday by Commissioner Padora, and I do appreciate that, that you can ask for a review before a hearing. And that would be Mr. Barr and two of his associates. So, again, if you have these issues, perhaps you do not have to take a hearing, but you must file the appeal.
Right.
If the appeal is not filed by August 11th, none of these other things happen.
Right.
So that would be very, very important. Another thing I've heard is on your commercial properties, some of them were being assessed as warehouse space, which you know is very expensive, right?
Yes.
It may just be storage, personal storage, or it might just be an office. You know,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to be a warehouse, but apparently there were many appraisals
mm-hmm.
that just had warehouse. So that's something you want to look at very carefully. How did they appraise your commercial property if you have one? They also apparently were appraising some businesses, like mom and pop businesses, as big box retailers like Walmart, Home Depot, that's an issue. Because obviously the value of your square footage is through the roof if you're Home Depot.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So just take a careful look or have someone take a careful look. And appraisers, thank God we were lucky to find some very good ones. But appraisers on average will probably be charging $500, which would include going to the hearing.
Right.
Which, you know, a lot of people would find that hard to afford.
Sure.
If you can't afford it, I strongly suggest you get an appraiser. But it's very hard to get one now.
I was going to say now because there's a demand,
okay,
Maria.
There's a demand. Now. But we were able to get a woman from the West End. And then another client of mine has an appraiser for his residences from the Allentown area.
Okay.
And the commercial also, we were able to find one. So you really have to think about it if you want to spend the money. Now, a commercial appraisal may be $1,200, you know, for a business. So that's another consideration. But it's something I would urge people to at least get the appeal form filed. Now, if you do have any appraisals, say for some reason you do have an appraisal, you were refinancing or so on, attach it to your appeal form. They will go back 3 years, but anything's better than nothing.
Sure.
Just attach it. If you live next to a blighted property, house is falling down next door within a couple homes on the same block or nearby, take pictures. Attach that. You know, I'm in a blighted area.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you think is a legitimate argument, and there are many, make it on the appeal form. You know, pictures worth a thousand words, attach
Absolutely.
Pictures. If you have any appraisals from the past, put them on.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least you're presenting some evidence.
Right.
And again, you'll be no worse off.
Because there are things now he stressed again that you can't do, like right. or they won't entertain
right.
on these things.
What they will not entertain is, so if Joe Smith's property is bigger than yours in square footage or has more bathrooms or bedrooms or a huge garage, that's not admissible. It's only comparable sales.
Okay.
And that's where an appraiser comes in.
Right.
But again, you might have one from a refinancing, attach it. So, yes, it's limited to two things, these hearings. Again, were the physical characteristics wrong as appraised by the field appraiser? Wrong number of bedrooms, bathrooms, square footage, so on. Or two, and it can be both actually,
right.
or two, is the value wrong because comparable sales nearby in the neighborhood show that your value is much, much lower than what was assessed. So it can be one or both of those.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I just would urge people, make your argument, get it in there by August 11th to the assessment office in the Schuylkill County Courthouse. That's 401 North 2nd Street, Pottsville.
Maria Casey is our guest. And Maria, I just want to play, because I think it's about a minute here, because we based a lot of this, and I know I do when we interviewed him, was John Kasem. And he went through this in Blair County, went through the whole process. This is Mr. Kasem talking about some of what he did on his first appeal. So I want to give the listeners a chance to listen to this once again.
So I tried to make a case, because the last thing you want to do is get angry, try to argue with these people, plead with them. None of that's going to work. You have to have some documented facts, and then you have to make a presentation to them. My first presentation, and I'm talking about being, it was like cattle call at the movies. It was a huge room. Everybody's in there. Everybody's got their papers. Everybody's upset. They took my documentation, and a girl picked it up, says, I'll be back in a minute. She walked literally through a set of curtains. And because I jokingly said later on, that must be where the tax wizard lives, because I didn't get to see him. She was back there long enough to drink a cup of coffee. She came back out and handed me my paperwork back and says, it's been denied. That was my first appeal. I never got to speak to anybody.
Wow.
Now, if I didn't like that, I could now appeal it to the next level, which very obviously I did.
Now, see, this is a gentleman, though, too, and we mm-hmm. talked about this, Marie, though, that he was very persistent. Mm-hmm. And I think, sadly, he's the exception to the rule, because I talk to a lot of people. You certainly have talked to a lot mm-hmm. of people. And you get the, that's such a bother, and you know they go through this, and after you get turned down, that's going to be it for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Now, for Mr. Kasem, it wasn't. He has other documented from his second hearing and like, but that's the part that scares me.
Right.
It does.
Right. And to his point, if you do not like the decision, if you do file an appeal, you do not like the decision of the board, yes, you may then go to the courts. Mm-hmm. You may appeal. So you're not totally foreclosed if what happens here is something that you disagree with. Mm-hmm. But again, if the initial appeal is not filed on August 11th,
you're out of luck.
You're out of luck yeah. on everything.
Yeah. And that's why, like I said, when we begin the program each and every day and we close the program each and every day with that day to remind the people out there, because especially now, because it's only a couple of days, we're less than a week away.
Right. And so. And by the way, when you do take your appeal form in to the assessment office, make sure you make a copy for yourself ahead of time and get that time stamped, because then you have proof that you filed it, just in case. That's your proof. Yeah. It was filed. Here's your time stamp on it.
That's yeah. See, that's always, and that's a great precaution. I see a lot of people, and if I wouldn't have thought of that even. So yeah, because and it's all about. And he says the same thing: going in there and having a game plan, doing these things so that you know stuff can't come back to bite you. You have your proof, as you said.
Right, and present yourself as our taxpayers do here in a reasonable manner and factual manner, and I think you should have a good chance. Here. Mm-hmm. So it's important to at least try.
I mean, exactly. I mean, you just, and I agree with you, you got to get up there and swing the bat, like you said.
Right.
At the very least, you're back to where you were, but, you know, you've tried. For the people that just sit back and don't want to, you've never had a chance.
Correct.
And, you know, and like you said, a lot of these, you know, can be changed for whatever reason, the reasons that you laid out, you know, mm-hmm. at the beginning of the interview here.
Right. And remember, these are forever.
Yes, yes.
And they'll last a lot longer than most marriages. And then when the school district taxes come in 2027, you know, you have probably, you know, combined with this assessment, a large tax bill that mm-hmm. you will receive.
He also addressed that because, again, this happened, folks. This, again, to re-jog your memory, was in Blair County. And that exact thing happened with mm-hmm. the school taxes. He said that yeah. because he said he had friends that actually did lose their home, sadly.
Yes.
So,
and that's my concern, particularly for our greatest generation.
Yep.
They do not deserve this at this point of their lives. So, you know, whatever we can do to urge people to file an appeal, I would strongly urge people to do that.
Now, Maria, what do you make of this? Because while we have you in here covering things, and again, it's fresh off the meeting, it was making me think about this. Is now they have put out there that I guess the governor was sued and somebody else was sued by this yep. nonprofit. Because you and I talked about originally when this first came out, this story, yep. it was three people, I think, that did this.
Yes.
And like we said, two of them, I think, passed away. The other one moved away. They're not around anymore. That's but right. now it's now they search back and they've come up with this nonprofit group and now they've sued the whole state, I guess.
Yes. And I've not seen that lawsuit. But yep. my problem with this, with what the commissioners did here, and it was a prior board, but some of the current ones are still on it. My issue is, you know, the commissioners have generally fought tooth and nail, litigated. For instance, yes. the Doe's, that went on for 5 years and millions of dollars spent.
Yes.
And then millions of dollars paid out. So why did they roll over on this one?
Yes.
And it was a major rollover to out-of-towners who, you know— were suspect. Let's put it that way. Did they move in here just to file? And I agree. I don't think they're here now. So if the commissioners, the present board, do not certify this, say all three of them, or even two of them, mm-hmm. do not certify it, then it should not go through. There is a consent decree, and I have the utmost respect for the courts, but if the certification doesn't take place, then what happens?
Mm-hmm.
You would have to have someone try to enforce the consent decree.
Okay.
And I don't know where the plaintiffs are.
Yeah, exactly.
We presume, you know, one is deceased, mm-hmm. at least, and
right.
the others are not here in the county. So, again, I think, you know, I'd urge the commissioners. I will say Mr. Kasem told me that the Blair County commissioners who went forward with the assessment, the tax assessment, are no longer Blair County commissioners.
Yes, that is correct, Marie.
So I would urge the commissioners not to certify this. Based on many issues, which we touched on, Jay-Z, particularly the timing. Yeah. You're at the height of the real estate market now. The prices are through the roof.
Yep.
You know, row homes and miners are going for $160,000, $180,000 or more.
Amazing, yes.
And you're at the very, very top. So there has to be a way. You don't do not certify it and maybe table it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
Because the market will start to come down to normal.
Yes. Yes.
The timing is atrocious. A lot of these appraisals are incorrect, the
right.
field appraisals. And I've questioned that from the beginning, you know, with the training of the field appraisers.
Another thing, yes.
And again, so if you're finding a lot of disparity in what was attributed to your property, there's probably a good reason for that.
Yes.
So again, the commissioners, I'm strongly urging, do not certify this.
Exactly. Maria Casey is our guest in studio. We were talking about the reassessment. If you've got a comment or if you like to call with a question, 570-622-7800. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming back with more after these messages here on WPPA.
It's another year of Crimson Tide football on WPPA. It's a new season, there are new expectations, and a new look to our broadcast team this year. As Dell and Elle join Matt on the broadcast this season, we'll kick off our coverage on Friday, August 22nd, when the Tide host a band of Indians from Shamokin area at 7 p.m. from Veterans Stadium in the city. Your home for Crimson Tide football, WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web, WPPA Radio.
Plain and Fancy Donut Shop. It's so much more than donuts. We're talking hot, melty pizza, crave-worthy specialty sandwiches, soft pretzel bites, refreshing acai and Dubai bowls, and the newest summer obsession, donut ice cream sandwiches. Now open late until 8 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays. Come chill on the brand new patio, soak up the summer vibes, and treat your taste buds to something amazing. Plain and Fancy Donut Shop. Where sweets meet savory, and it's always a good time. Stop by this weekend at 120 St. Charles Street, Schuylkill Haven, and see what everyone's snacking about.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their award-winning tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Find the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief today for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, girls.
Yeah?
What's up? Y'all seen this Future Alert weather app?
From 2822 News?
Yes.
What a game changer. It's so cool how it knows right where you are, so you only get weather notifications that matter to you.
Yep. Last weekend, we were at Lake Scranton. Got an alert for lightning close by. Made it back to the car with time to spare.
And I love the real-time radar, so you can see right where the rain is.
Okay, I'm sold. Where can I get it?
Free on the App Store and Google Play.
Of course, something this good is from WBRE and WYOU.
Are you buying, selling, or refinancing a home? Maybe you're an investor purchasing a property. Do you need a tax appeal appraisal? With over 20 years' experience, East PA Realty Services provides appraisals for tax reduction, estates, divorce, home sales, and investment properties. East PA Realty Services covers 13 counties in eastern Pennsylvania, with offices in Schuylkill and Lehigh counties. East PA Realty Services is ready to take your call. 570-391-9174. Or email eastpa.appraisals@gmail.com.
Joe Thurs Automotive has always prided itself on going beyond the standard. Some folks have asked, what's beyond the standard? You'll have peace of mind knowing that every time your vehicle is in the shop, the staff at Joe Thurs Automotive will ensure that it's fixed correctly and make sure you and your family are safely motoring along. It's peace of mind. The same principles hold true at the new location, 712 West Market Street, Orwigsburg. You know, the former Orwigsburg Service Center? With over 100 years of combined experience and a team of certified master technicians, Joe Thurs Automotive Orwigsburg can fix the issues your current mechanic just can't. To book your next appointment, call 570-366-4600. Joe Thurs Automotive, 712 West Market Street, Orangeburg. Always going beyond the standard.
Catch all the action of Penn State football on WPPA, AM 1360, and A106 FM.
It won't be long now. Coming Saturday, August 30th, another exciting season.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number two of the program as we continue on. And it is our pleasure to have with us in studio our guest, Maria Casey, joining us on the program. We do have a call coming in, Maria. So if you want to grab that headset right there next to you so you can hear.
I'm on the radio.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. Hi, good morning. You're live on the air. Who's this?
At the tone.
Oh, sorry. We missed it, Maria. That's our voicemail. Maybe they'll call back. I was too late getting the phone.
Okay.
But if you guys do have a question, feel free to give us a call at 570-622-7800. We'll try it now. Hi, good morning. You're live on the air. Who's calling?
Hey, Jay-Z. I got the answer machine, so I called you right back.
There you go. I see you know. Tom, you're a good caller, my friend, so you know how to work it. So what's on your mind, buddy?
This is Tom, disgruntled taxpayer in Crisana.
There you go.
First of all, I don't know where Dave Argel is on this, but I know he made a career out of saying he's going to end property taxes and all this nonsense and utter failure on that. So
yeah.
I'll disregard him. What I understand what they said yesterday at the meeting was that you need to have your appeal postmarked, correct? So it would be in the mail by August 11th, not received. So, because I sent mine yesterday, which who knows, if the post office will get it to them in time. But so the postmarking, I think, is the important part if you're mailing it in. I understand you get 15 minutes. Do they call you to tell you when your appointment is, telling you must be here at 10:15 some date, or do you work with them? How do they work out the appointment time?
So on the appeal form, they ask for dates you are not available.
Right.
And
right.
It's very important that you get with your clients and fill those out. So it's my understanding, again, I'm not in that office, that you then will be notified of a date and time to appear. And it's the appearance is at the STS building, not in the courthouse.
Okay. Yeah, I just wonder, for a working person – it's every day you're not available. What do they want? They're going to tell me to come in during work then. That's whatever. We'll see how that goes. Mm-hmm. As these things progress, I'm hoping that maybe some listeners of your station will call us and tell us what they've experienced
there
coming out of that.
I agree, Tom. We're going to encourage them to do exactly that, yes.
Yeah, give us some warning to ones that are going to win later, what we can be prepared for. You also said to attach pictures of the blighted properties or whatever to the form. I've mailed mine in without them. What I'm going to do is I'm hoping this will be okay, as I can bring printouts of it in. to the hearing.
You absolutely can, but you may be able to supplement that appeal since it was timely filed with the pictures. I would go to the assessment office with your pictures. Again, you may not have to go to a hearing. There apparently is an informal review of all the appeals before a hearing commences. I'm hoping that's true. And if that's true and they have those pictures, you may get notified that, you know, your assessment is being adjusted and you don't have to have the hearing. Of course, you'd have to get the amount and make sure you agree with it. But maybe they'll go on your opinion. You know, there is a box there where you put your opinion as the valuation.
Yep. Right. I see. I made a photocopy of mine to make sure I have a copy.
Mm-hmm.
It says reason for appeal and also owner's opinion of value.
Correct.
I mean, again, geez, it feels like I'm going before the IRS or something here with this stuff. It's pretty pathetic. That's about all I got. Thanks for the informative stuff, but it's still a very confusing process.
It is, and that's why that's why Maria's come in here many a time trying to decipher all this. Yes.
Yeah, and there's a lot at stake.
Yes.
You know, as you've mentioned, so this is no one-time thing, and then you'll get the review at some other day. No, this is one and done.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly, Tom.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Thanks, buddy, for checking in.
Thank you.
So Tom is one of our loyal listeners, and he's right. There's a lot at stake at this, Maria. So like you said, you want to do this right. You're not going to get a second chance after you do so.
No, it's forever.
It really is. And, Tom's got, some good questions, and it'll be interesting to see. But to Tom's point, the people that have maybe some of these early hearings on, for these appeals, we certainly want to call in. We had people call in telling us how these people that they hired were assessing or going around their property and what they were doing. So that I'm sure if we were able to do that, we'll get people talking about these, hearings, these appeals.
Yes, you're not prohibited from talking about what happened.
That was going to be my next question, because as a lawyer, I was going to say, can you openly talk about that?
Sure. Sure. They're public proceedings, so you are absolutely allowed to say, I went to the appeal board. This is what I was asked. This is what I did, where I presented, and this is the result.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the time frame for the result part of it.
But, the other thing that Tom brings up is you may have to blow a day of work off depending on the hours of when you go. I mean, I never even thought of that until Tom brought that up.
That's actually a great point.
Yeah.
And to that point, I would certainly hope that there are evening hours.
Yes.
I mean, if you have these boards or weekend hours, I mean, you should be trying to work with the taxpayers and not put another undue burden on them by making them have to take a day off work. Maybe they don't have any time left.
Right. I mean, that's exactly right.
Right now, you're going on your vacations. What if they use their time?
Sure.
So, very good point.
I would hope that, because up till now, just my opinion, I don't think they've done a whole lot. You brought up a good point of how they could have had these forms in the letter that you got back to make it easier for you, and you got to hunt these down and stuff. So they could be doing a lot more, in my opinion, I think.
But I would hope, again, there'd be evening hours and weekend hours.
Sure.
At least Saturday.
Exactly. Let's go back to the phones. Hi, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hello, my name is Ed, and I'm calling. Hello, Maria.
Hello, Ed.
Hey, I'm calling on this reassessment. Will they be accepting comparables? I'm not a real estate person, but I'm familiar enough with things to understand looking at comparables, especially for what is vacant land. So is it possible to do recent sales?
Yes, absolutely. And you do not need an appraiser, although I always go by what I call the best evidence. So clearly a certified appraiser is probably your best evidence, but also expensive. So yes, if you show comparable sales sales, which Ed, that's the key thing. Not that my neighbor Joe Smith's property was assessed at this amount. What was it sold for? So yes, you can absolutely do that and attach it to your appeal form, and you may not have to go to a hearing. Hopefully they will be diligent in reviewing all these appeal forms, and if Ed puts on comparable sales to his property, he gets a call and they say, you know what, we agree with you. You don't have to go to a hearing. And it saves everybody a lot of time and a lot of money and possibly having to take a day off work or call in sick, right?
Amen. Yeah, exactly, Maria. Amen.
I just want to let everyone know, as an FYI, I went every which direction to take a look on spreadsheets through ChatGPT, and one of my vacant properties, which is on a sloped hill, extremely sloped hill, increased 1,445% over 1996 value.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really substantial amount of money that they're looking to collect.
And again, this is vacant land, correct?
Correct.
So, you know, and it's not buildable because it's steep. So there's really no use for it. And again, that goes back to what I've questioned from the beginning. On what do they base these field appraisals? And that's something that our friend from Blair County told me. He said, guess what? There is no formula, according to Tim Barr.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think he told you that.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So he questioned it. He actually had to go to a right-to-know request, Ed. This is how tight-lipped they are about this.
Yes.
And he was just told over and over again, you have to do a right-to-know. We're not going to give you this information, what the criteria is to assess values on your property. But ultimately, he received a call and an admission that there are no criteria. It's what we determine your property's worth, and you either have to pay it or appeal it.
Yep.
It's on the taxpayer.
That's exactly what he said. Exactly, Maria, yes.
And that is another major issue as to why this assessment should not be certified by the commissioners. They should all vote no.
Amen.
Right, I agree. And also, I just want to stress, too, that the valuation or the assess going from 50% to 100%. You know, 50%, I think some people might be able to buy, but to go another 50% beyond that is just ludicrous.
Absolutely.
So I see some job losses at the top of the county leadership.
I hope you're right, because if they do certify it, and again, I've sparred with Tim Barr on this, repeatedly, and it's voodoo math when he sits there and says, oh, it's the same thing, 50%, but now you pay 100%, it's the same thing. I'm not a math genius, but okay, it's not the same thing.
Right.
It's worse, much, much worse. Can we go with another 50% worse?
Yeah.
Maybe you'd agree on that.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and that will hit around now, actually in July of 2027, when you open those tax bills that you get in the summer. When you open that in July of 2027, enjoy paying 100% of your whatever your assessed value is based on this new assessment.
All right. And maybe some other people might find it useful if they're computer literate to try one of these AI devices for helping them to structure a letter and an argument.
Mm-hmm. That's actually, AI is amazing.
Yeah.
If you're, again, it's not easy to go to a hearing. Now, this isn't in a courtroom, but still, it's a lot of work for people who don't normally do that.
Right.
So, exactly. And it can be intimidating. So that's a good point, Ed. And you certainly can read from a document. If I urge before, maybe you take a family member with you, a son, daughter, grandchild, who could speak for you. But if you don't want to do that, or that's hard to do, again, just use AI, use something, and you're certainly permitted to read from it. And AI, actually, to your argument, Ed, would probably be able to show comparable sales values if you just put in that simple search.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Ed, thanks for the call, boy. I appreciate the information.
Thank you.
You bet, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
So, Ed, and of course, got the call earlier from our friend in Cressona. So folks out there are concerned about this. And, you know, again, we're just trying to bring the information out and give the folks some ideas what to do. And especially now, Maria, as we said, because we're less than a week away from the deadline. So, and you made that point. We stress it. If you don't make the deadline, you're out of luck. I mean, so you got to do that as far as that goes. Even Mr. Procrastinator here himself got that to you in at least some amount of time for you. Gosh. But there was a lot. I mean, Mr. Kasem was very critical. One of the things they also talked about was that 30-30-30 situation. Yes. And he pulled no punches when we asked him about the 30. Because, again, they got it up in Blair County. Same thing was told to us down here. Here's some of what John Kasem said about the 30-30-30 situation.
Well, not only was it a lie, it was a deliberate lie. I mean, they knew that wasn't going to happen when they started. And look at my the example that I gave you a while back of the asking for the criteria. That's a simple question. If there's criteria, and there should be, if you're doing if you're coming in here to remodel my house and I want to put a new bathroom in, you should tell me. I'm going to get a tub and a commode and a sink and a light. You need to tell me what's going on. That's all I was asking for. Tell me the criteria so I know how this is going to be judged. When you tell me three or four times in public on a recorded message that, yes, we have that, then have me jump through three or four hoops that I can't get it, then call me at my home and tell me we never had it, that's a lie. I mean, that's some pretty serious deception. And I want to stress, this is important, that Mr. Barr was very friendly. We had a very amicable conversation. But I think he was just telling me, look, you're going to have to fight for what you're going to get. And the other guys who don't fight, they're not getting anything. That's just the way it was.
And to our point, Maria, fight. You got to at least, you know, swing the bat at least once on this. If you don't, you're not going to get anywhere, and you might blow a chance on saving yourself.
Fight, fight, fight.
That's right. Famous man said that our president of the United States. Let's go to the phone lines now. Hi, good morning. You're next.
Yeah. Hey, JG.
Yes.
Hi, Maria. This is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. Hey, I didn't talk to you in a while, Maria.
Yeah, I was wondering about you.
Hey, you know what? My question is, okay, they're taxing this at like the 100% of the assessed value now, right?
Right.
So, and then they want you to file this appeal. But you have no idea how the school or the city's going to adjust their millages to come up with what your taxes are actually going to be. So how can you file an appeal without all the information? Are they going to adjust their millages down low enough to where even being taxed at 100%, it'll still come out like, just say, if the thing you received from the county and it showed your taxes went down a little bit, is your school taxes and your city or township taxes going to go down also, according to how they adjust their millage, even though it is at 100%? See, you don't know that, or I don't.
No.
So very... how can you file an appeal when you don't have all the information on hand?
Well, the only good thing about filing the appeal is if you don't file it, you're done.
Yeah.
So you file it, Bill, because you say what you think the value is.
Right.
Your opinion. And again, we talked a little bit. You can buttress that with pictures. If they said you had a finished basement, you did not, and so on. So at the very least, if you're successful, say, take Jay-Z. So say his value is now 200,000 from 30,000. What if he says it's really worth 70 and this is why, and he succeeds? Well, that's huge tax-wise, not only for this county tax that's being imposed, but when the school district taxes roll around in 2027. So you're ahead of the eight ball, no matter what, if you prevail. And I think people should be afforded by these boards the chance to prevail, because there are many reasons why they should prevail. So I would urge everyone, and no, I have no idea what my school bill will look like. I'm sure I will not like it, Bill.
Yeah, that's it. But wouldn't you like to know that before you went with this appeal, then you'd have, you know, you have a little more ammunition to go in there with.
Absolutely. There were a lot of things that could have been done. It was almost like this was pushed through quickly, very quickly, and a consent decree. And again, everything, you know, people really were caught unawares by this.
Yep.
Oh, my God, yeah. I tried to tell them, and now it's like, holy cow, my taxes are going up just for, in the county, $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
What if you go up when the school hits? Well, they got to file an appeal, but they have no idea what the school's going to be. They're probably going to go up quite a bit more than the county, I would imagine. They always are high.
Get that appeal filed, Bill.
Yeah, that's step number one, Bill. So at least you're locked in, as Maria said.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, I already did.
Hey, appreciate the call, too, my friend. Don't wait so long. Glad to hear from you. Glad to see you're okay, my friend. Good talking with you.
He's a good guy.
He's a real good guy. Bill's a good guy. And Bill's a loyal caller. It's like he said, it's been a while, so, you know, you get a little concerned sometimes. Mm-hmm. So glad to see that Bill's, you know, all right. But, again, that's the thing we stress. The 11th is the deadline. Get the appeal in or you can't do anything.
Right.
So you're locked out until next year, and then God only knows. But, again, the process was like, you appreciate a guy like Mr. Kasem, but we said, I think, sadly, he's the exception to the rule a lot of times because he was just persistent. He was the old dog on the pant leg, Maria, whatever else you want to call it, and, you know, just kept after them. And he, you know, he did the pictures thing and all, and he said he was persistent. But imagine going there and getting set up, and they go back. They take his information back. She comes out. You've been denied. We're not even getting a chance to speak.
Right.
Gosh. So, I don't know. We got a quick one, maybe. We'll go to the phone lines. Our friend Mike joins us. Mike, we got to make a quick. Oh, darn it. There's the voicemail. Two rings. If you don't get it on two rings, Maria, you miss out. We'll see if Mike calls back, though. He's pretty good. Let's see if we can get him in quickly here. Mike, are you? Oh, no, he's not there yet. Oh, gosh. I don't know if we're going to be able to get him in. If you hurry, Mike, we can get you in. Maria may have an answer for you. If not, we're going to have to wind things down. But, Maria, I can't thank you enough because for the folks out there that realize you are busy, you got a lot of representation you got going on. Let's try Mike one more time. There you go, my friend.
I know I got a couple seconds, buddy. I just want to say, Marie, thank you for being so great. And you're with a good guy there, my buddy. And I'll still call you Commissioner, Marie. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, Mike. Good job. Mike knows the routine. He made it quick. But Mike, you know, Mike's a loyal caller. And, yeah, you got a lot going on. But to come in here and, you know, give your time, this hour, to, you know, shows the concern you have for our people here in Schuylkill County. You always have.
Especially our older generation. They deserve it. And hopefully this will get more appeals filed.
Absolutely. That's our goal because you want to make sure the people out there get that in. Again, before Monday the 11th is the deadline. So please, folks, do it. Maria, I'm sure we'll have you back on again. You always have an open seat here. The door is always open for
you. Thank you.
And we've got CBS Radio News coming up at the top. Clay and Buck after that. Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay safe.